This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm Terry Toad. This week we have on our program a couple of gentlemen representing Braemar Sanctuary, located just north of Hillsboro, one of the great little getaways in the county of Montgomery. Carl Savage, Jerry Prater. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Good to have you in studio. And Carl, I've said for years, this is one of the secrets of Montgomery County, but it shouldn't be a secret because it's a terrific place.
Well, it's not a secret anymore. If you go out there, you're always going to see people out there. Half of them carrying cameras. It's really being used. I was out there Sunday evening, and there were six cars out there with families taking pictures and walking all around the place. So it's very used a lot now.
And Jerry Prater, I understand that you had a visit recently from members of the Illinois Audubon Society?
We did. We had 28 members from Illinois Audubon. This is part of their spring gathering, which is the large annual event that they hold each year. And even though the weather didn't really cooperate, they didn't seem to mind. These are pretty rugged people, all ages, even though it was raining pretty steadily most of the morning, they came down, they enjoyed a nice bird walk, and didn't seem to mind.
Yeah. What drew them to Braemar's?
Well, every year the Illinois Audubon has both a spring gathering and a fall gathering, and it's a rather large program. There's a couple of hundred people involved in this, and we were one of the field trips that was listed. Tom Clay, the director of Illinois Audubon, he came down with the group and led part of the group, and he was very complimentary on Braemar.
What were some of the comments you got after the tour was over?
Well, they didn't seem to mind the rain at all. They were ready for that, but they had lunch in our barn in the back section of the barn, and they were pretty impressed with the facility. Even though it's an old building, it's a bit dressed up, and it's really functional for what we need.
It's had a lot of TLC, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
And very functional. And functional year-round, not just during warmer weather.
Sure.
And I understand that they thought some of the facilities were quite unique.
Yeah. Well, we always like to show off our outdoor toilet, which we consider the best in the county.
Yeah.
The high schoolers from Hillsboro High School a few years ago, it's just a block building, but they painted it up with butterflies and kind of dressed it up, and it looks really nice.
It's really a unique experience to get out to Braemar's, and especially, I think, this time of year when things are just now getting into full bloom.
We have a program that we did last year, it was a year ago, when we started this year, 62 acres. We planted it in numerous flowers, wildflowers, and prairie grasses. Going to be 62 acres of it, and it's going to be a very, very pretty setup. It's set up that we'll have spring flowers, summer flowers, and fall flowers, all three of them. And there's been a lot of work, a lot of money spent on it. And if it comes out the way we think it should, Hillsboro's going to be really famous for this.
This 62 acres, does this represent native prairie grass, native flowers?
Yes, there's three different kinds of flowers, not flowers, three different kinds of grasses that's been planted out there. And I think there was 30-some different prairie grasses, flowers out there planted. And the idea of it is to draw in bees, butterflies, and birds, and a nice place for wildlife.
When people come and visit Braemar's, I think one of the things they probably are surprised is the fact that we would seem to have trouble to imagine that this was all prairie at one time. The sod was thick, the timber was thick, and what we see now, and even at Braemar's, is just a small representation.
Yeah. Right.
The state of Illinois used to be almost all prairie grass, and as you say, it was thick. There are reports of people on horseback who couldn't see over the grasses, and the buffalo and elk were plentiful. There was a time when the new settlers didn't think it was worth anything because they couldn't seem to plow it with the plows that they had at the time. And then, of course, along comes a steel plow and over goes the grass.
Everything changed.
Everything changed, and we've lost a large portion, I mean, nearly all of native prairie.
And that's what makes Braemar such a special place, because you're preserving some of this stuff, and it's important for, and I know you have a lot of kids from school children that come out and visit. It's important that they know the history of the state of Illinois and the legacy of agriculture.
We have a girl out there, Nancy Redmond. She is doing such a good job with the children out there, and the program she puts on, and she sends out a newsletter that the people that receive that always comments on the articles that she writes and how she writes them and the pictures that goes with them. And it's just a great thing that's going on out there with her. She does such a good job. And we got this program coming up June the 4th this year, Bird Walk at 7 in the morning. She will lead this, and she'll do such a great job. Yeah, we're so fortunate to have her.
Bird Walk is just one of the many things that go on,
yeah,
on kind of on a yearly basis at Braemar's, and that's June 4th.
June 4th and at 7 a.m. in the morning. You're going to leave up.
Just show up, right?
Yeah, show up, and I think afterwards we're going to have a little carry-in breakfast out there. Sometimes we have biscuits and gravy. You don't know what this guy's going to do out there. Yeah, the gals, we're kind of a fun group.
So what other sort of things along with bird walks?
We have a new program actually coming up at the end of June. It's on June 25th, and it's called a pollinator program. There's a lady from Trees Forever, Barbara Graber Kearns. She'll be doing a program from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Both trees and Ken Shaw's going to do a wildflower presentation. That's a new program for us. But Barbara had done a tree program, I think at the U of I Extension here in Hillsboro earlier, and then ask if she could come back and do one at Braemar. And the later on in July, a group from the Illinois Audubon, Springfield, they're coming back for another session. Hopefully the sun will be out this time.
And it's going to be substantially warmer, right?
we expect it to be back, you know.
Plus, you always have the owl prowl in the fall.
Oh, yeah, that's a good program,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Nancy Redmond, again, she was the one that conducted the program last year. And I guess the kids were pretty thrilled with the barred owl that we had from Treehouse Rehab Center down at Dow.
One thing I wanted to talk about was, here sometime, a few weeks ago, I had a friend of mine passed away, Martha Spinner. And she was always interested in the Braemar's out there. And they wanted to know if something that we could have out there. And I said, well, we need a couple benches. Well, I didn't realize what they were going to do. But their family built these benches. One is a butterfly. It's got its wings opened up. And the other one is, I think, a 12-point buck. 10 or 12 points on it. And it's a bench, too. And we were going to put them out in the timber. These are so pretty, and it's so unbelievable that we have got them around the barn. The butterfly is right east of the barn. People need to go out to see this. It's right east of the barn with its wings opened up. It's a little seed in it. And the other one is straight kind of south of the barn, west-southwest of the barn, the deer. And it's by a big tree there. And they are awesome. Really awesome. There'll be a lot of pictures taken with old benches.
One thing that impresses me about anybody that's involved with Braemar's is the amount of pride you take in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's all volunteer work that goes on out there. And most of us are retired, but we're always looking for new blood. And you don't have to be retired to come and join us. We've been thinking about having some work days on a weekend so that people who are still working could join us and see kind of what we do.
Guys, we're out of time for this week's edition of Around Montgomery County. I certainly appreciate you stopping by. My guests today have been Jerry Prater and Carl Savage, volunteers from the Braemar Sanctuary just north of Hillsboro. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Terry Tote.